God, they sing a little louder. We need a word right now.
Faith that is not absolute is impotent. But when faith in God is absolute, result is inevitable. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Be blessed as you listen to this life-transforming message by the anointed servant of God. Your faith shall be built up and your miracle delivered.
Send away the word in this house
today.
Your needs, my needs, are not too big for God. If we don't consider ourselves too smart to obey Him, our needs are not too difficult for Him to handle, provided we do not see ourselves too civilized or too sophisticated to obey His commandments. Even we see ourselves too posh, too civilized to obey Him, then we are saying that He should not bother about our needs. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 3, the Bible says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." He said His commandments are not grievous. God's commandments are not to make life hard or make life difficult for us. They are not to make life boring for us. They are programmed to connect us to abundant life, everlasting joy, and peace. God's commandments are not designed to punish us. They are put together by God to polish our lives, to make our lives a shining piece to the world. The Bible says, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently." If thou shalt do what? Hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command thee this day. He said, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. When you are set up by a man, it is trouble. But when you are set up by God, you are put above all nations of the earth. And that is what is happening to somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus. But we must consider ourselves as the sheep of His pasture to obey His commands, if we must benefit what He has to offer. There is a place for every child of God on the top. Every. When I say every, I mean every. There's a place for every child of God on the top. You say, "Pastor, if you say there is a place for every child on the top, who will be under?" That doesn't concern me. But in case you want me to explain who will be on the top, I mean, who will be under, me, I will be at the top of the top. Will you be there too? All right. Now, the people that will be under, there are people that don't count God to be anything. They will be under. And some people that are using lip service for God, one leg in, one leg out, they will be under. I said something in the first service. Listen to this. Listen to this. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man to repent. We have even had testimonies, all kinds here. If you don't move when they are moving, at some point, even the testimonies they are sharing, you'll be doubting them. They say, "I beg you. That one, I think the way he moves with the pastor, that's why he's sharing that testimony. It's a lie. All these, they are lies." And you know the implication of that? That's a very dangerous place to be. Jesus said, if you blaspheme against the Father, you will be forgiven. If you blaspheme against me, no challenge, I will still forgive you. But if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, he said that individual will not have forgiveness here on earth. And even, praise the living Jesus. If you see what God is doing and you attribute it to be, oh, it is the devil's work. Or you say, Justin, they're just doing some things. Ah. But it will happen if you don't guard yourself. Because if you have your own testimonies too, hallelujah, things are happening. As it's happening to you, it's happening to you too. You have your own. Thank God for your testimony. I got my own too. Praise the living Jesus. I said to you today, your testimony is happening right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at that individual, that daughter of God. The child was like at the back, very, very back. And that is the child that is winning presidential award. And we are celebrating today. But look at this. Look at this. Everyone, including the child, they are involved in service. Everyone. That's the bit that we look at it too. Every one of them, they are, the father is involved, the mother is involved, the children are involved. I see your life changing for the better. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today is your day of change of levels. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So there is a place for you on the top. Come on, say, there is a place for me. On the top. Say it again. Say it if you truly mean it. Say it if you truly believe it. There is a place for me on the top. The pathway to that place for you and I on the top is obedience. Somebody say obedience. It takes obedience to get to where God has reserved for you and I. Seeking God diligently and the interest of his kingdom is a spiritual jackpot comparable to no natural investment on the earth. It's a spiritual jackpot that you can't compare to any investment anywhere in the world. In our midweek run, we said something concerning Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. We said, spiritual stewardship is buy one, get all free. Many women will agree with me here. When they hear buy one, get this, the other one half price. Ah. Even when they don't need it, buy one, get one free. Ah. Hallelujah. They are doing sales there. They go there. Buy one, get two free. And when the marketer wants to shock everybody, say, oh, we are closed down sales. In most cases, it's not true. Close down sales. In other words, we are losing everything. Come and gain everything. And people will go there and buy even things that they will never need. But spiritual stewardship is buy one. Just buy this one and get all free. Have you not noticed it? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Who is ready to fly here? I warned you before, I said, what you are asking for will come in form of instructions. Did I not say that?
Yes.
All right. If you will take this word, I tell you your change of story has started right now. Yes. If you believe me, let your amen show it.
Yes.
Our topic is serving God pays. Come on, say it with me. Serving God pays.
Serving God pays.
Tap your neighbor. Serving God pays.
Serving God
pays. Tap the other neighbor. Serving God pays. Please now pick your Bible and let's read the Word of Life together. We're going to read it together. Exodus chapter 23. I know you know where it is, and some of us can even quote it offhand without looking at the Bible, but still open to your Bible because we want to read it. Praise the living Jesus. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 and 26. Now, let's go now. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 26. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Amen. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, we're going to read another scripture there. We are reading plenty scriptures today for plenty blessings. Praise the living Jesus. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. I know you know it too, but still open your Bibles to it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Are you there now? Now, let's go. 1, 2, go. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Turn also to John chapter 4, verse 35. John chapter 4 and verse 35. That is giving us responsibility. Now, John chapter 4 and verse 35. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Now, let's go now. 1, 2, go. Say not ye, therefore, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Prophetically, this season is our harvest season. Is what? Our harvest season. Now, if it is our harvest season, then it means it is our reward season. But reward must be preceded by work. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. Everyone shall be recorded, shall be rewarded according to his own labor. We must be partakers of the work in order to be partakers of the pay. I said this before. No matter who you are, you can't just go to McDonald's. You know that they pay 30th of the month. Just go there. I've come to receive my salary. You say, yeah, I mean, salary, what do you mean? No, I mean, I've come to collect my pay. Because I know today is your pay day. You pay your staff today, so I've come to collect my own. So, what are you talking about? He said, excuse me, I mean, I want to collect my own salary. Don't you think so? I want to collect my salary. And they are talking to you, all of a sudden you started speaking in tongues. You know what will happen? Your guess is as good as mine. Because they would think that, so they should call the people that should deal with this situation. Praise the living Jesus. So, work must precede pay. The same with God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 6. He said, the husbandman that labors shall be the first partaker. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12. He said, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me. And this is the reason, to give unto everyone according as his work shall be. According as his work. Not according as his face. According as his work shall be. Now, quickly to see, help our understanding, what are the avenues for spiritual stewardship? We have been exploring this since the beginning of the month. We are lining up this today. But I believe somebody will take this instruction today and run with this instruction and return with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. What are the avenues? Number one, praying for the rain of the word of righteousness. Praying for what? The rain of the word of righteousness. The Bible says in John chapter 17, verse 17, John 17 and verse 17, it says, sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God sanctifies man. That is the truth that sets man free from calamities, from the chains of sin, iniquity. It may not be palatable in the ear, but it is good for the destiny. John chapter 8, verse 32. If the word sets you free, it says you are free. That is the truth that sets free. You are free. And in verse 36 of that same scripture, it says you are free indeed. But we must pray for that word, the word of righteousness. Oh Lord, send the rain of the word of righteousness. It's not what many people want to hear. Hear this. Hear this. Anyone looking for miracle that is living in sin is actually looking for magic. That's the truth. God doesn't do magic. It's only the devil that does magic. God does miracles. And miracles are given to the children of God, living right with him. So in order to see what we're asking for, so that the joy of everybody will be full, Lord, send the word, the rain of the word of righteousness unto us, so that as everybody is receiving the rain, is drenched in the rain of righteousness, he begins to live right. And the Lord's hand is not too short, though. No, his ears are not too heavy. The Bible says, your iniquities have separated you and me. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, he said, the Lord will not hear. The person may be doing gymnastics. He's looking for miracle, so to speak. But actually, he's actually waiting for magic. Magic will never happen through God. Never. So we owe God this responsibility to ask him, Lord, let the rain of righteousness begin to fall. Begin to fall in all our services, in all our gatherings. Let the rain of righteousness, the word of righteousness, begin to fall. And as the rain of the word of righteousness is falling, no devil can stop your miracle from happening. The only way the devil will be able to hold somebody is if he sees his own property in you. The reason why I stand before anyone anywhere to say this, I've been saying this a long time, just like my father. I've been saying this a long time. Do you think a witch has not heard me since I've been saying it? Many of them have heard. But they cannot respond. If they can, give them my name, my phone number too. They should call me. And let's do it. Praise the living Jesus. They cannot, because their father cannot. Their father, the devil, cannot. Why? Because his property is not in me. If you take a remote control of Sony, I've shared this with you before. If you take a remote control of, what's the name of that, your TV? Sony, I know. Hallelujah. And you point that remote control, everything is working. You press that remote control. What do you expect the TV to do? To respond. Why? There's a component in the remote control that is corresponding and communicating with the component in the TV. So, if the component is not in you, the devil is too cheap to handle. That's what we are saying. You see, many people are being buffeted and afflicted inside church because of this. One leg in, one leg out. Inside the church is a born-again firebrand. And he's spitting in tongues. Did you hear me? Not speaking in tongues, spitting in tongues. Firebrand. But behind the scene is something else. Something else. What are you doing with the property of the devil? You know those properties. What are you doing with it? And you don't say, oh, I leave only hand up to receive miracle. No, it's magic you are waiting for. And God, my Father, is telling you, I don't do magic. Only the devil does magic. So we hold God this responsibility. Oh Lord, continue to send the rain of the word of righteousness in our assembly. That's why here, you will hear the truth. You can block your ears not if you don't want to hear. No problem. I don't have any challenge with that. But you will hear it raw. Somebody say raw. You hear it raw. It's the living Jesus. I see your change of levels established today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, and this is the implication of that. You can't be praying for the reign of the word of righteousness and be deep in adultery, in fornication, be deep in stealing, be deep in all kinds of nonsense. You can't. You can't be praying that kind of prayer and be deep in all those vices. No, it's not possible. It doesn't add up. It doesn't have a hard up. Even yourself will not allow yourself to pray that prayer. yourself inside yourself will not allow yourself to say it out. Rather, you'll be praying for something else. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. You see the devil, say, I bind the devil. Ah. Say you. Even you want to bind. Okay, I will show you something. Then it brings one calamity. And the person begins to go, ah, I don't even know. You know. You have just decided to close your eyes to certain things. It's time to clean up and wake up. Are you there? You are too loaded to be molested by any devil. Too loaded. You know, if you belong to this spiritual family and you are being harassed and tormented, it's like something is not right. Are you there?
Yes.
Because your father, my father, is a terror. His name alone, the witches we see and run. Occultic people we see and run. No, I'm not talking about our father in heaven, though. Our Father in heaven, thank God, hallelujah. God has given him a name above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. But listen to this. If you had David Oyedepo, some people would run. Are you there?
Yes,
what did he say? David O? Ah. Because where you are sleeping, fire can come and hit that individual. Why? Because God has made him a terror. The same spiritual gene should be flowing in you too and now. And how to get there is what I'm telling you right now. You can't live anyhow again. Never. So, we hold God responsibility to pray for the reign of righteousness. If you hear, come on, say, I hear.